Welcome to the Podcast Rodeo Show. I'm your host, Dave Jackson, from the School of Podcasting.com. If you're new to the show, this is where we pick a random podcast. Unless someone like the people from Peace Out did, if you go out to the website, click on the big Fiverr button, you can get your podcast reviewed for $5. There's no upsells to that. The website, podcastrodeoshow.com. And so we're going to be listening to Peace Out today. You can find it at bedtime.fm/peaceout. And the description is short stories that help children calm down and relax by guiding them through visualization and breathing exercises. Perfect for parents or teachers who want to teach mindfulness and self-regulation. So that's what we're going to be checking out right after this.
The following is an opinion, and only an opinion. These are actual, honest first impressions. If you don't like the opinion, feel free to never listen again.
Here we go. I picture this like Kitty Prozac or like an audio timeout. We got the cool music here. And the speaking starts now. No, a little more music. All right.
Hello, welcome to Peace Out. Stories for calming down and relaxation.
Okay.
My name is Chanel.
Chanel. She's got that voice.
My daughter's kindergarten class is doing an inquiry into space. They're building a spaceship out of cardboard boxes and milk jugs and tinfoil and whatever else they can find. They're a pretty creative bunch, so I'm sure it'll be amazing. I can't wait to see it. Right now I'm in her room looking up at the stars on the ceiling, made by a light that projects stars all over the room. My older daughter loves space and had a space party last year with lots of glow sticks and a spacesuit.
Oh boy.
She had a rave. As you can see, we're very interested in space at our home.
So your older daughter had a rave?
How about you? Do you like looking up into the night sky to see the moon and the stars? Have you ever looked through a telescope to see them up close?
Yep. Gotta remember
this. What do you think it would be like to be an astronaut in space?
Cool.
Floating around in anti-gravity on the International Space Station, like Commander Chris Hadfield.
Gotta remember, this is for kids.
Today, we're going on a trip to space, so it'll be your chance to find out. Climb aboard my brand new spaceship, the Star Bouncer, and buckle up.
We're going on a trip, man!
We're going to the moon.
All right, this is cool. So far, I'm it's okay. Again, remember, this is for little kids. And remember, this is for relaxation, so...
Lie down on the floor or on your bed, or sit somewhere you're comfortable. Close your eyes. We're going to do the calm down countdown.
Or mom will kick your butt.
I'm going to count down from 10. And all you have to do is follow along with your breath. Ready?
I would love to know if this works.
9. 8.
Yeah.
7.
Uh-huh.
6.
This is relaxing.
5. 4. 3. 2.
If you don't have headphones on, you should listen to this with 1. Headphones. There's some cool stereo imagery going on here.
We're in space. We've landed on the moon.
Cool. That water makes me want to pee.
Keeping your eyes closed, use your mind's eye, your imagination, to look outside the spaceship's window. Look at the Earth. It's a small ball, so far away. With its blue water and green and brown Earth, it looks like a globe, something you'd find in a classroom, but brighter and more beautiful.
I have some great nieces and nephews that I would love to test this on. I'm not sure they need the backstory. If this is really for kids, and the whole thing about my daughter's class is doing this and that, you know, I guess that's okay. But here's the key to this, and this is what was cool. About halfway through, I was like, oh, wait a minute. I'm supposed to be closing my eyes and chilling out. And that made this experience completely different. because it really turned on the theater of the mind. And they had some cool, you know, sound effects going on in the background, things of that nature. I would love to know, because if you have a spastic kid that you just want to grab the nearest slipper and, you know, go to town on, are you going to be able to get that kid to put on headphones and then chill out? I would love to know if this works. It sounds great. I think if you could get them on it and then say, hey, today we're going to be talking about spaceships and going to the moon, things like that. This could be really, really cool. So I have a friend of mine, Elsie Escobar, who is always looking for creative things for a kid. That's the other thing I would say. This is really creative and it's super niche. It's not this. It's kind of like Headspace, the app, who, by the way, that guy was on Jimmy Fallon, if you didn't catch that. So a guy that did an app is on Jimmy Fallon. And so this is kind of like Headspace for kids. And Headspace is just, it's the same thing. It's an English guy and he's talking to you in a very soothing voice. And now you're just getting very tired and sleepy. You're not thinking about anything. You're not thinking about the fact that I'm saying not to think about anything. So quit thinking about not thinking and just not think. That kind of thing. It's very cool. So I'm going to tell a friend about this. I'm like, hey, somebody with kids, test this and let me know what it works. So very cool. Again, their website. Oh, I will say this. It's bonus time. Bedtime.fm/peace out, which is hilarious because when I hear the phrase peace out, I'm like, I'm picturing somebody flashing gang signs. Or I want to punch Ryan Seacrest in the face. One of the two. You have a tip jar. So this is not first impressions. This is just something I stumbled across. You have a tip jar on your website, which goes to paypal.me, which is a way to get subscriptions. It does nothing. I've clicked on it multiple times, and it just doesn't work. Does the donate button work? The donate button works, yes, on your page. But the little tip thingy on the right side of your player, not so much. So thank you so much for submitting your show. Again, you can go out to podcastrodeoshow.com, click on the Fiverr button. And I liked your voice. For me, it was very, you know, I had to remember that this is for kids. So the fact that you're got that kind of, you know, I see Bobby, I see Cindy, I see Nancy voice thing going on. It's for kids, and I'm not a kid. But I love the creativity. I wonder if there's any more of these out there. To me, I'm like, oh, this is different. This is not something I'm going to hear every day. So if you would like your podcast reviewed, podcastreviewshow.com, click on the Fiverr button. And if you want a full review where we go over everything from the beginning to the end of your podcast, we listen to it multiple times. We go over your website head to foot. Go over to podcastreviewshow.com. That is myself and 30-year radio veteran Eric K. Johnson, better known as the Podcast Talent Coach. We bring you on the show so you can actually ask questions. So it's almost like getting two consultants for the price of about a half of one. Check that out, podcastreviewshow.com. And again, to get your podcast on this show, podcastrodeoshow.com. And just to throw in another .com, I'm Dave Jackson from the School of Podcasting.com. Now that we're all thoroughly confused, thank you so much for tuning in, and let me remind you to always enjoy your ride. Take care. We'll see you again real soon.